say it's better to have loved the loss of someone who's never loved you at all. It's not better to have loved, laughed, and lived with that person that lost their love for you a long time ago, and now they're living in your loft for 3 months. Anyway, this is Loser Lee's Wrestling. This is the woos and whats of AEW Dynamite. I literally just finished it. I just saw Kenny Omega with a bloody little forehead, like a small little smidge of blood, raise up his belt, and then I clicked record. That's what we give you. Unfortunately, today we cannot have co-host, co-creator of the show, Moa Jaswal, here with us because he's dealing with that terrible storm happening. Please send all your love and positive vibes towards Texas and the South in general, because they don't know how to work with snow, and their systems aren't meant for snow. Find some places to donate to. That's a great thing. But this is the woos and whats of AEW Dynamite with Red Jefferson right here. We've got, let me just say right off the bat, AEW Dynamite was a good show tonight. Was a really good show. I was pretty pleased with everything that I saw. I do have some issues, but these may be issues you've heard from me before, and maybe just a few new ones. You know, maybe a few new ones. We usually do all the woos at first and then all the whats, but I'm going to mix them in there because, you know, when you're flying solo, you got to spice it up for yourself somehow. So this is what I'm going to do. My biggest woo of the evening. We're just going to go in order. I'm not even going to go from biggest to smallest. I like the Matt Hardy versus Hangman, Matt Hardy and Hangman Page versus TH2. I love TH2 as a general rule. They're one of my favorite tag teams going right now. And the Matt Hardy Hangman thing, I could see how some people would be against it. I could see how some people might have some, well, I personally could see how I would have issues with Matt Hardy being in any storyline right now that's not with his broken brilliance. But that being said, I'm liking where this is heading. It was a good match. Them as a tag team definitely hides Matt's weaknesses. And also the whole thing afterwards with Matt Hardy offering TH2 $3,700 to kick Hangman Page's ass. I thought that was very good. So basically at the end of the match, Hangman Page, if you remember from last week, signed a different contract than what Matt Hardy was thinking. And then he had the mascot for the Jags come out and show it. Turned out that that was Isaiah Cassidy. They beat up Hangman, and now there's going to be a match at Revolution. Hangman versus Matt Hardy. Whoever wins gets that person's first quarter of 2021 money. It's a weird stipulation, but I bought into it. I thought it was very good. But that's my first woo of the evening. My first what of the evening, and this is throughout, a lot of people not wearing masks, you know, and I understand that the performers aren't going to be wearing masks, they're tested, whatever they could sleep with at night, but the crowd, I saw people in the crowd not wearing masks, at Kenny Omega's school thing, I saw some kids not wearing masks, and the publicist not wearing masks. I don't know, maybe I'm being nitpicky with it, but if we don't plan on being in this world with masks forever, but at least for now, be a good example. We didn't see Kenny, the Young Bucks parents in masks, and we'll talk about them a little bit later. But that's my biggest woo, what of the evening. Next up, a great woo for me, Serena Deeb versus Rio. This is a part of that Eliminator tournament that's happening right now, half in America, half in Japan. I've been watching Japan. I'm really enjoying it. And this is just a continuation of the American one. Serena Deeb, Rio. Serena Deeb reminds me of a Bret Hart. She is the Bret Hart of the women's division. She is so crisp, clean, smart with what she does. And with each combo, each move, each progression. Rio reminds me of Jeff Hardy, at least in the way that she sells. She is just, her entire body moves with every single hit, which is something that Jeff Hardy was really good at. And this match tonight was the closest we'll ever get to a Bret Hart versus Jeff Hardy match. So I suggest you watch it. Great match. And with Rio getting the big win at the end, this is our big return match. She's a former champion and she needed this win here. She couldn't have lost it. There's no doubt in my brain that she was going to win. But it was a great moment, and I highly recommend you take a look at it because she did a great job. I really think so. Moving on, a big what for me. Cody Rhodes and Brandy and their gender reveal. If we haven't learned anything from 2020, it's that, at the very least, gender reveals are stupid. They cause wildfires in California. And it's not a big deal to celebrate whatever your child is, especially on a wrestling program where no one really cares. I can't stress that enough. They think, and maybe this is a part of Cody's ultimate heel turn, the Rhodes family's ultimate heel turn, but right now they're showing no signs that that's the case. I just have no patience for it. Zero patience for them showing pink sparklers to let them know that they're gonna have a girl. But congrats to them, by the way. Congrats to them. Congrats on the baby girl. I know they're big listeners of the podcast, and we want to support them because they support us. Please make sure to follow us, by the way, on YouTube. And like and subscribe and review this podcast, please. I really appreciate that. Moving on, we got more woos for you. Okay, this is a fun one. Jade playing basketball. There was a little promo package of Jade and Shaq just training, playing basketball. And that's exactly what this feud needs. It didn't need anything before. This is a woo, by the way. It feels like it could be a what as well, but I'm going in the woo category because I just need to see more of why I care about Jade. Jade is someone that started off very poorly, had a poor interaction with Cody in her first outing, another poor one at the waiting room with Britt Baker. But you know what? Now they're starting to realize the reason that we should care is that she's an absolute physical monster. She's just in the amazing shape. They showed the promo package of her just working out maybe a few weeks ago. Now they're showing her playing basketball with Shaq. I'm all for it. We need more of that content to build this match because, in all honesty, nothing anyone else is saying has gotten me interested in it, to be quite frank. I want to like this match. I want to care about it, but it's very hard with how they've been promoting it. Moving on. Here we go. A big what? Big what? Big old what for Luchasaurus returning. This was at the end of the FTR versus Matt and Mike Seidel match, which will be getting a woo. I should have mentioned that before, but Luchasaurus returns. Let me talk about the FTR and Matt Seidel match, actually, which is a woo. They have a great night. They have a great night. FTR and the Seidels, great. I love the Seidels as a tag team. They meld really well together. Just a really great back and forth. The ending showed Luchasaurus coming back. They dim the lights, and out comes this photo of a mask with no horns on it. And out comes Luchasaurus with the same mask with maybe slightly larger horns. I'm sorry. I was getting real into the lore of this, but when they cut out those horns, I was expecting almost a Pokemon style metamorphosis, that he was going to come back with a different type of mask, maybe more lizardy, maybe more dinosaur-y, something just to make it look different. But he comes back the same green everything, slightly longer talons. I'm not a big fan of it, but we could talk about that later. And it does look like Dax may have injured his left arm at the end of that match. You saw him favoring it after he went for the pin. By the way, FTR did win this match. They won it, and it was just a really great match. I highly recommend it. Moving on. We got a lot more shit to cover. Stuff to cover. I shouldn't be swearing without Moet here. A woo for me. And again, this is one of those woos that could fall into the what or the woo category, but Team Taz coming out, I immediately wrote it in my what's column. But seeing Taz's thing come out, drop his baseball bat, and for them to immediately beat the shit out of him, that's what I've been waiting for. I'm sorry, but Sting is a 60-year-old man. Even with a baseball bat, he's not a threat. Even with a baseball bat and two people, he's not a threat. And so I'm just glad to see some sort of form of realism, some form of authenticity, that this old man can't get the best of these two, if not three, men. I'm counting Taz as maybe because he hasn't moved more than a shuffle. He did choke out Cody, but apparently they've forgotten about that, and so should we. Moving on. a what for me. The family versus Mox, Archer, and Phoenix. It was fine. It was so fine, but it's not a main event. It shouldn't have been a main event, especially with how they treated it. Towards the end, it was kind of cool because I do like the Kenny Omega transformation right now. I like his heel champion vibe. I like Don Callis there. I think they're doing a good job with that. But poor match, lackluster execution. This should have been at the start of their feud, this little moment. But instead, it's like the right before the pay-per-view moment, which is not acceptable to me. You should know better, AEW. You should know better. You have plenty of people there that do. A big woo for me. The Bucks versus Proud and Powerful. Now, I know if you've been listening to this podcast before, I'm not one to put the Bucks over because the Young Bucks have a tendency of having the same exact match every single time and kind of just blindly powering through the opponent's offense and just nuking finishes. I'm not a big fan of it, but this was a very good match. Santana and Ortiz did a great job. I would like to see more of that. I would like to see them as the champions one day, but that's for another discussion. But great job. You should check out that match. These are the things you should check out. I've already said them so far. Matt Hardy and Hangman versus TH2, Serena Deeb and Rio, and also the Bucks versus the Proud and the Powerful. Also, FTR and the Seidels. That's a great time, too. But my biggest what of the evening, and this is an overarching one encompassing all of AEW, every single AEW Dynamite that I'll ever do, it's this. It's not cheating if it's allowed. If the ref allows it, it's not cheating. So if it's not cheating and the ref's allowing it, how is any heel supposed to get any heat off of it? If they're not tagging in, they're constantly double teaming. If they interfere where they stop a three count and they hit the ref blatantly, which is what happened, the Young Bucks versus the Proud and the Powerful, they blatantly hit the ref to stop a count and nothing happens. What's the point? I just want some framework. I'm not asking for the refs to be hawks, and I'm not asking for some old school type style. I'm just asking for basic logic. Basic logic. The refs are there to control the match. If they don't have control, what are they there for? You might as well have a big three count on the Titantron and just have that count for you rather than even having a ref if they're not going to do anything. Maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm the one that's going off the rails here. But I feel like that's something that should be said. Woo! I just blazed through that entire AEW Dynamite. Usually Moet and I have a little bit of a back and forth here. But not tonight. Not tonight. Poor guy. He's messing with some stuff right now in Austin, Texas. And we hope him well. Moet Jaswal. Follow him at MoetJaswal1 on Instagram. Also follow Tabasco Sass. That's a great sticker company that does a lot of great stuff. Big fan of theirs. Please support anyone in Austin that you know, anyone in Texas, anyone in the South that's dealing with this, because if you're from a place that has a lot of snow, you know how to deal with it, but their energy companies don't. Their energy and water companies don't, and a lot of people are cold, without water, they need our help. So please reach out. Also, make sure to follow our Loser Leaves Wrestling stuff, Loser Leaves Wrestling on YouTube and on all the streaming services for podcasts. Please follow and like, and check out, just send some mail. Send some mail to us at loserleavespod@gmail.com. Moet loves going through that mailbag, and we love talking about it. Every news you can't lose. But my name is Red Jefferson, and I'm here with Loser Leaves Wrestling. Thank you all so much. Have a great night. Good night. Bye-bye.